The recent sex scandal that engulfed the global aid organisation Oxfam, we've been reporting on that here on Breakfast, has raised significant questions about the culture of aid work. Oxfam recently fired several top executives after the revelations that staff working in Haiti after the 2010 earthquake had hired prostitutes for sex parties. On the Religion and Ethics Report, they've been investigating reports of widespread sexual harassment and bullying in the aid sector. Lauren Williams spoke to several female aid workers, including the UN staffer Paula Donovan.
The normal systems that are in place are in chaos, right? So whether you've got a police department or a judiciary when there's conflict. So there is the cover of sort of a country in disarray. There's also the fact that people are at their most vulnerable. There's a power imbalance that is simply extraordinary. So the powerful can simply abuse that power in the most grotesque ways and exact from the populations everything from silence to sexual favors to complicity. They feel emboldened and even entitled. It becomes this spiraling down culture of depravity and entitlement.
Since the Oxfam scandal broke, more details have emerged of not only sexual exploitation, but also widespread sexual harassment within the sector. Imogen Wall runs an online support group for aid workers. It grew from a closed group to share stories amongst a small group of friends to a network of over 17,000 people that started to share more sinister encounters.
It varies from people saying, this just happened to me. Is this weird? Does this happen to anybody else? Through to, oh my gosh, this happened and I don't know what to do about it. And then right through to people who say, well, things have happened here and we've tried to report it and it's been a year now, and what do we do next? It is almost all women. What we hear time and again from people is that they're too scared to report. If they do report, they get told that they're the problem or they get threatened with loss of their job. It's very easy for somebody, even if they're thrown out of one agency, just to go and get a job somewhere else.
I spoke to six aid workers who refused to go on record. They feared a backlash. But they all testified to not just widespread sexual harassment, but also a close familiarity with what can be called negative coping mechanisms. New Zealand engineer Hannah Taylor is a humanitarian first responder who has spent 8 years dropping into emergency zones from Pakistan to Syria, Sudan, and Haiti. She recently took up an admin post in Copenhagen after experiencing burnout. And she's one of the few who agreed to speak out.
I was sent to Darfur. It was a remote field base between sort of the Chad and Libyan borders. I was working with 40 men. When I was there, the other two women in town were kidnapped, and I was evacuated down to a huge camp down in the south. Two of the girls then were actually then picked up by the local population and raped. I was in a compound alone with another man, and this man came into my room in his underwear, a French colleague, and he suggested quite forcefully that we have sex. I managed to get him out of my room. I felt quite silly even thinking about this because, of course, my friends were in the desert being raped and the girls before me in this camp had been raped. And I think that's the thing with this sector, that we normalise it. I've had plenty of sexual harassment over my years. But I only even remembered that instance last night after a lot of reflection. You just forget. When something does happen and a boss looks at your body or a group of men at a party all try and force you to get up and do a pole dance and you're the only woman in a compound in the middle of nowhere, and you kind of do belittle it because, well, at least you're not being...
Did you report it?
Yeah, I did report it to a female boss and nothing much happened.
Doesn't sound too good. That's aid worker Hannah Taylor ending that report from Lauren Williams. And you can hear more of this investigation into the aid sector on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 this afternoon right here on RN, or of course anytime on the ABC Listen app.